74 degrees, and we've got a thunderstorm going on right now in Nashville. There is about a 90% chance of precipitation through the day today, and we are under a flood watch across Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Two people arrested in East Nashville under a state law that makes it a felony to camp on public land have had their charges reduced. Both people, who are unhoused, were arrested at South Inglewood Park late last month. Under a rarely enforced 2022 law, the residents were initially charged with felonies. After involvement from the local housing organization Open Table Nashville, one of the cases was retired as long as the defendant doesn't return to the park for 30 days. The other person was held in county jail for over a week before his charges were reduced to a misdemeanor and he was released. Open Table co-founder Lindsay Krink says even with the changes, the charges reduced, the policy can be very harmful.
We just feel like these policies of not only arresting people for homelessness, but also prosecuting them still, even under misdemeanor charges, is not only cruel and unjust, but it's also ineffective because it did nothing to get either of the defendants who were arrested closer to housing. This is not the way we address homelessness, and it's certainly not the way to solve it.
Cranks called on Nashville's leaders to condemn the camping law and find a way to address homelessness without police involvement. Governor Bill Lee says he will not order the state's prison system to overhaul its lethal injection rules. That comes about 7 weeks after the Department of Correction failed to establish an IV or central line to execute Tony Carruthers. Critics have called for better staff credentialing and training. Lee says the department did exactly what they were supposed to do. The next execution is scheduled for August 13th. Well, a nasty stomach bug that won't go away has popped up across several states, including Tennessee. It's called Cyclospora, and it tends to occur in the summer months, May through August. Public health experts say it is commonly associated with fresh foods that may have been grown using soil or water contaminated by feces. That includes bagged salad mixes and kits, fresh herbs like basil and cilantro, raspberries, and fresh vegetable trays. Cleaning the produce may not always do the trick. It's highly resistant to disinfectants. Symptoms are similar to a typical stomach bug, but they can be intense and difficult to treat. It is not fatal, and it is not passed from person to person. There is medication to treat it. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.